This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Congress has passed the Water Resources Reform and Development Act, which is highly supported by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the American Soybean Association. The bill contains a provision to ease the burden of the Environmental Protection Agency's Spill Prevention Control and Countermeasure Rule. The current rule for farmers requires compliance if an operation has 1,320 gallons or more of above-ground fuel storage and allows self-certification of up to 10,000 gallons. Under the WRDA provision, the aggregate above-ground fuel exemption limit is increased to 6,000 gallons for operation with no history of spills and no single tank with a capacity of 10,000 gallons or more from having to develop a plan. Operations with an aggregate above-ground fuel storage above 6,000 and below 20,000 gallons without history of spills and no single tank capacity of 10,000 gallons or more will require a self-certified plan. The provision also exempts fuel tanks with a capacity of 1,000 gallons or less and all tanks holding animal feed ingredients from the aggregate calculations. There's been quite a lot of buzz recently involving the greater prairie chicken, a native prairie bird that is now considered endangered. The reason? Government money has been used to fly these birds from Kansas back to Illinois in the hopes of establishing a thriving flock at the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area in Newton. According to a Chicago Tribune article, the figures are as follows. The federal government kicked in over $300,000, the state government kicked in over $100,000, and the Illinois Audubon Society is to contribute $30,000. There were 16 flights to Kansas and back this spring at a cost of over $7,000. I spoke with Tom Clay of the Illinois Audubon Society to highlight the issue at hand.
Well, sure. You know, first of all, I'm smiling because this is when we started this project, we thought, you know, it's a great project, and we know that it still is today. And we had no idea that we were going to get so much attention in the way that we are. Kind of to summarize, the Illinois Department of Natural Resources and the Illinois Natural History Survey, based in Champaign, and the Illinois Audubon Society, the three organizations came together, and we wrote a grant to the federal government to, in essence, increase the number of greater prairie chickens that are in the state of Illinois. Prairie chickens in Illinois, you know, 150 years ago, they estimate 10 to 14 million prairie chickens were in Illinois' tall grass prairie. The number that we had in our most recent spring count was 62. We counted 62 prairie chickens in Marion and Jasper counties. So they're definitely critically endangered in the state of Illinois. And organizationally, you know, this is something we supported for years to try to bring these birds back. So we write our grant, and we're successful. And what we're doing is we're translocating these chickens from Kansas into southeastern Illinois. We're doing it in a 24-hour period from when they're captured in Kansas and then released in Illinois. The issue that's been in the news this week is the fact that we're using a state airplane to bring these birds over. And some people have taken exception with that. And again, I'd say that every dime being spent on this program are dollars that come from folks who are outdoor enthusiasts. You know, Congress created the State Wildlife Grant Program exactly for this purpose. And in Illinois, the hunting and angling dollars that go into license and stamp sales, again, those dollars are intended exactly for this type of work. If we're talking about bald eagles, or we're talking about prairie chickens, or we're talking river otters, or we're talking wild turkey, which we have in those last cases brought those animals back into Illinois, and they're doing very well today. This is the exact same thing. And, we're certainly not apologizing for trying to bolster a state endangered species. It is what our mission is. And as for taxpayers, I'm a taxpayer. My income taxes, my sales taxes, my property taxes, all those things that I pay, not one dime of those dollars are going into this project. These are all dollars that are either placed in the fund by outdoors people in the first place or have been designated by Congress to be spent across the nation for conservation purposes. So I know this is plain for a lot of people in terms of the condition of the state of Illinois, and I totally get it. But in this case, I'd like to tell everybody your tax dollars are safe and that this is a good program. It is an absolutely worthy program. The dollars being used for this program are exactly what the dollars were intended to be used for. We should be celebrating it.
Again, that was Tom Clay of the Illinois Audubon Society. Before the break, we heard from Tom Clay of the Illinois Audubon Society about the controversy surrounding the greater prairie chicken and efforts being made to fly birds in from Kansas. The issue begs the question, why Kansas?
Yeah, the remaining population of viable prairie chickens are in about 10 states to the west of us. Throughout the Great Plains, there are some viable populations of greater prairie chickens. And from a genetic diversity perspective, the birds that are in Kansas probably most closely fit the genetic details of our Illinois birds. So we worked out a deal, a plan with Kansas Fish and Game, where for a period of a few weeks in the spring of this year that just passed us, and then the next couple of springs, our plan is to trap 50 females and 50 males each spring for the 3 year, actually 100 for each, I'm sorry. So, 50 females and 50 males each spring, adding up to a total of 300 birds over three springs. And we go out on their breeding ground, it's called a lek, early in the morning in Kansas as the sun is coming up, and we have netting material that we use. The birds go on to the lek to breed, and then we, in essence, drop the net on them. We capture the birds, we take them to a veterinarian locally, blood work is done and feather samples, and we also put some radio telemetry, especially on a number of the hens. And then those birds are carefully packaged into crates, and we put them in a plane from Salina, Kansas to Effingham, Illinois, and then 24 hours later, they go from on the booming ground in Kansas to on the booming ground in the state of Illinois. And yeah, they truly can say they're not in Kansas anymore 24 hours later when they're in Illinois. So our plan is to minimize the disruption to their breeding activity as much as possible. So in essence, they're on their breeding ground in Kansas on a Tuesday morning, and on Wednesday morning, they're on a breeding ground in Illinois. And hopefully, as we speak right now, there's a lot of hens on nests down there on their eggs.
Clay went over why the Illinois Audubon Society believes donating money to this cause is a worthwhile endeavor.
Yeah, like I said, back in the 1850s, 1860s, there were millions of greater prairie chickens in the state of Illinois. And over the years, of course, with as we've progressed as a species in the state, the amount of grassland habitat in Illinois has gone down significantly. And that's not a shot against the farming industry, because we all have to survive too. And that is, agribusiness is just as important as anything else. But in the meantime, our grassland birds across Illinois, needless to say, have suffered somewhat. I mean, everything from short-eared owls to northern harriers to bobolinks to meadowlarks. I mean, we've seen a decline in a lot of grassland species. And the greater prairie chicken, it's been significant. There was 121 million acres of tallgrass prairie in Illinois back in the 1850s, and that's pretty much gone today. With the lessening of those acres, of course, we've seen the chicken decline. But we've been working hard for the last 50 years, the Illinois Audubon Society. We've spent over $2 million protecting acreage in southeastern Illinois in the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area Complex. So we've been trying to increase the habitat for a viable population of greater prairie chickens. And they've been hanging on. They've been doing okay. And we've had a couple of natural disasters, so to speak, in the last couple of years between drought, and we had some flooding then, and we had a hailstorm, and we've had just this perfect storm of things happen that have really declined the numbers of the chickens. And like I said, we counted 62 chickens in two counties this last year, and it really, we don't want to say it's like the last great chance for greater prairie chickens to continue to make it in the prairie state, but it's getting close. We've committed $30,000 to this project, and we're fundraising for that. And anybody who wants to help us and restrict money and give a gift to Illinois Audubon, every dime will be spent on this project.
Although Clay may think it's a worthy cause, there are still those who are skeptical about spending money on wild birds as opposed to funneling it into other endeavors to help the state. Tony Trimble is with the Jackson County Farm Bureau, right in the area where the prairie chickens are being flown into.
Our opinion, there's just been problems with it. They don't stay on the sanctuary. That's part of the problem. They wander off. They're killed by coyotes, which is there's large coyote populations in our area. Landowners think it's rather ironic that we have a state that is broke, spending money to fly birds in, and its program's partially being funded by another grant from the federal government, which is about as broke as the state of Illinois.
The good news, though, although the birds are endangered, they do not pose a nuisance to area farmers once on the ground and in the area.
It doesn't affect them. Most of the ground is either owned by the state of Illinois or by other groups.
To learn more about the endangered prairie chicken, you can go to the Illinois Department of Natural Resources website and search for the Prairie Ridge State Natural Area. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.